I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news, Christians are concerned about their future under Hamas's rule in Gaza. The new deputy suggested the introduction of at least parts of Sharia law, which set alarm through the remaining community. Open Doors' Al Jansen says a recent bombing outside the Bible Society in Gaza raised the tensions, but the remnant church is determined.
If they aren't there, who's going to be witnessing to Muslim extremists? Who's going to go into the refugee camps and show the love of Christ right there in the place where these young jihadists are recruited?
Next, the International Bible Society is seeing growth in its scripture-based Reach for Life program. IBS's Cricket Barrazzato says that they're targeting a youth culture. Barrazzato sums up the effectiveness in a recent call to one of their staffers. A Muslim imam asked for information on the Reach for Life program. The IBS staffer explained that the resource contained a gospel tract and a 40-day Bible study in it. The imam's response:
"This imam said to my colleague, please may we have it, because HIV does not know whether a teen is a Muslim, a Christian, or a Hindu."
And Casey the Talking Suitcase and Link, Casey's digital friend, are two characters who are helping teach kids about missions. It's a ministry of the Wycliffe Bible Translators website called Wycliffe Kids Web. The website offers games, stories, and other information that will help teach kids about Bible translation, other countries, and the biblical reason for missions. It helps kids who may already feel their call to full-time service. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spiritual Songs of the Soul. It's likely to stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed like innocent orphans. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.